with positions. The same way I feel about Cody Whitehair, who I think had a tremendous game yesterday. If you watch offensive line play,
really
Cody Whitehair was out here doing his thing yesterday. I feel that the same way I feel about Kyle Long.
Actually, Charles Leno was not as bad as he's been in the past either.
I don't recognize Charles Leno.
I know you don't, no. which is why I have to say that, because I'm in charge of watching Charles Leno. But he didn't have the number of blatant busts that you've seen in the past.
The Bears offensive line played well. And we're going to talk about the play calling as well here after the update. But if Kyle Long is that beat up and he's having trouble getting his body together, if a team wants you to have surgery on top of surgery in the same offseason and you choose to do one surgery or you're thinking about how they treated you, these guys, they're people. They're not robots. All right? We have to stop looking at them like they're robots. They're well-paid people, but they're people nonetheless. Kyle Long is beat up. I understand that. But I'm kind of on the side of James Big Cat Williams, and I heard him this morning on the Spiegel and Parkin show. Maybe we'll play it in the next hour, but I'm on his side. If you can go, then go. If you can't go, then shut it down and get ready for next year. And I know that's not the cool thing to say, especially in football, and it's hard to look your teammates in the eye, but I want to know what 2018 Bears are going to look like. I don't want to still be talking about Kyle Long on the mend. I don't want to talk about that anymore because he's not the Pro Bowl guard that he was 2 years ago. And all these people out here who only watch Bears football, who keep acting like Kyle Long is one of the four or five best guards in the NFL, watch other people around the game. There are a lot of good interior linemen out there. Kyle Long is not performing to that level because of the injuries or not. But I don't want to have this conversation going forward. He's going to be beat up for the rest of his career. I just want to make sure that I'm getting the best out of Kyle Long.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join homegrown basketball head coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. The Bears will spend today doing the postmortem on yesterday's 27-24 loss to Detroit. Akeem Hicks told Mully and Hanley this morning that it's time for the defense to step up.
I think our defense is aggressive. I think one word that we've always tried to stick to is that we want to be a ferocious defense. We want people to be afraid to play us. And I like the way that our defense is playing, and I know the steps that we can take to move forward. But from a defensive standpoint, I wouldn't trade this defense for the world.
Meanwhile, linebacker Leonard Floyd had an MRI on his leg today, and while the team is still evaluating his injury, head coach John Fox says it doesn't look like Floyd has a torn ACL. They still expect him to miss significant time, but that would contain the injury to 2017. Team also waived Connor Barth and signed kicker Cairo Santos this morning. The Bulls are getting set to play back-to-back games. They'll take on the Lakers tomorrow, the Jazz on Wednesday. Blackhawks play in Tampa on Wednesday. Cubs are meeting with Andre Dawson. They'll try to find a place for him in the organization. He, though, is not a candidate for a coaching position. Omar Vizquel has been named the manager of the White Sox Class A team in Winston-Salem. And in college football, Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield will not start or captain his final game at home on Saturday after a lewd gesture at Kansas last week. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Chicago Fitness Partners. Are you in the market for home fitness equipment? PrecoreHomeFitness.com. And Bears Fridays are brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Save time, shop online at RosenGenesis.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Illinois Media School.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
What I want to emphasize is the respect that we have for Robbie Gould and everything he's done for this franchise. We signed Connor Barth about 5 minutes ago. You look at his, especially under 40 yards, he's extremely accurate.
Snap. Placement put down by O'Donnell. He did well to get it down. Connor Barth missed the extra point.
There's a sureness with that I respect.
9 of 9 in the Superdome in his career. The kick for points for Connor Barth, and it does not look good at all.
I think he hit that one kind of fat, you know.
Kick by Barth to the uprights. The kick is no good. Connor Barth's kick is no good.
no good.
We just try and figure out what the best available guys are on the street. Obviously, you can't work out guys who are on other teams. So
Barth 16 to 21 at Soldier Field. O'Donnell extends his right hand. Good snap. Good placement. End over and kick.
As soon as they show Connor Barth's face, and I call him Barth with the F, he does not need a job on Monday.
Barth from 46 is no good. The Lions are going to escape Soldier Field with a win.
You never want to miss. You know, I've always been a positive guy, but this one kick's not going to define me. You know, I've had a good career, so I just got to keep working.
It's so hard to say goodbye to
Connor Barth.
And I call him Barth with the F.
And that's that.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Well done, Chris Tannehill. Another man.
That's it.
Goes. Another man comes in.
He's not actually, by NFL rule, he is not officially released until that airs. Until the Chris Tannehill Boys to Men outro.
That's the acceptance of the press release?
Yep, right, because right now it's finally been stamped, and now it's official. Connor Barth no longer a Bear. We are talking Bears on Bears Monday, and I agree with you about Kyle Long, because I think it's also, the situation's complicated, because
yes.
Kyle Long is a very thoughtful guy.
Yes, he is.
And
he's one of my favorite athletes in this city because of the things he is outside of his sport.
Yep. His brother is tremendous too, and they're really just a wonderful family. And he is, the fact that he is very aware about the larger picture of football, of where he fits in all of this, about players' rights, about what it means to large part literally sacrifice your health and well-being for a sport. He was a baseball player. This guy made this choice. This guy was a White Sox prospect throwing 96 miles an hour who decided to bulk up and do this for a living instead because it better fit his mentality. But he is, these are complicated times for athletes, especially when there are all sorts of existential questions around the game. And guys weighing this question of what am I doing and why am I doing it? What is in my power? Where does being the best teammate and employee match up with also being a union member and responsible for my own well-being? So it's, and I know guys who are in their heads a little bit, they think a lot about this stuff. They take it all very, very seriously.
And if it hasn't risen to that level, say it's not there with him. Say it's just about how he's been handled. Okay,
I think that's part of it.
Everybody wants to put their best foot forward. You know, whether it's you or I, if we got a sore throat, or if we're getting everybody here at the station sick, and all of a sudden they're like, "Hey, take your ass home," because one, you don't sound good. Two, you're getting everybody else sick. Like, if you're hurting the team, or if you're not putting your best, and all NFL players have is their film. And if you're not putting the best out there on film, and you know you're better than that, whether it be because of a position change or because you're dealing with three or four injuries that two of them they don't want to disclose because then the team doctors would look funny, or John Fox would look like a slave driver, you know, that kind of thing comes up. So you're sitting there with all your injuries in your meeting room. You know that the tape that you're getting yelled at about isn't who you are. You're like, you know what, man? You guys, I've done everything that you've asked me to do. And then you start to get in your own head. I'm not saying this is happening with him, but he's human. He's human. And I haven't even taken it to the level of this guy. This is a man who's dealt with substance abuse before. And I've talked to NFL players who don't want to go down that road, even if they haven't dealt with it before.
With the painkillers.
When it comes to the painkillers and the opiopiates and all the things that are right there for you in an NFL locker room or an NFL training table. I'm not saying that's what he's on either. I'm just saying there's so much going on right now, whereas I just want to get back to appreciating
who
he is as
a
player.
I didn't think about the substance abuse aspect, and that's something where it's...
If you got three or four injuries, man, I mean, you're not walking around there feeling fresh.
It's so insidious. It happens with it's a couple pills here, and then to have a 320-pound person feel the effects of this, the next thing you know, you're talking about handfuls of these pills. And the whole Michael Oher story is that these guys can become addicts without knowing it, without any intention, and all they're trying to do is turn off the pain and do their job.
Because
their
baseline
and be good teammates.
Their baseline becomes pain management. So when you see your sweetheart, you know, lumbering around the kitchen island, you're like, oh, he's just a little groggy because he's managing his pain somehow. You know, you talk about managing pain as opposed to becoming an addict is a very fine line. All right, now I need something to get to sleep. All right, now I need something to sit through, you know, a movie.
And then Then I know when I heard Brett Favre talking about it, he referred to it as I needed to tighten myself up.
Yep.
That at that point, it's like he's calling the trainers like, hey, I need some Vikes. I got to tighten up.
Yeah.
And it meant because it was his way of saying that his body was so craving that opiate that it felt loose.
And
the
withdrawal is a mother. So, and once again, not saying that that's what Kyle Long is going through. I'm just saying all these things go into these equations when we start.
Not that he's going through it, trying to avoid it, aware of the danger of it.
All these things go into these equations when we talk about this kind of player and, oh, well, he's, you know, if you got to get out there. I'm with James Big Cat Williams. If you're out there, then you got to play. And if you're not putting on tape what you think is really you, and you've got that kind of sway with management, they know that you're playing through injuries, then if you're going to shut it down, shut it down. But I don't need Jay Glazer with the grocery list of what you've been through, because I didn't get Bobby Massey's, and I didn't get Cody Whitehair's, and I didn't get Josh Sitton's. I didn't get anybody else's.
It's good to be connected.
I'm just saying. I didn't get those guys. I didn't get Pernell McPhee, who's dragging his leg from. You see those post-game shots where guys got their little carry-on, you know, getting ready to go to their car or getting ready to go to the airplane. Check out and see what happens when Pernell McPhee is in plain clothes and he's not out there with all his pads and looking like a gladiator. Like, these are the things. Kyle Long, I can sympathize. I can't empathize. I have no idea what's going on with his body. And I can't imagine the amount of pain that this guy is going through. But at the same time, you got 52 people in that locker room who didn't get the laundry list of what they were going through, who are probably going through the same, if not worse.
It's Ed in Midlothian. He is on the score. Hi, Ed.
Yeah, you are. And I love Kyle Long, and I really like Cody Whitehair. I think Ryan's done a couple things. And if you get a hit on two or three draft choices a year, you're doing a good job. But I think the Bears really miss Danny Trevathan when he ain't there.
There's no doubt.
I thought Jones and Kwiatkowski played well, though. I know what you're saying, but I thought Christian Jones had a pretty decent game. You didn't think he played well?
Yeah, but
not to the level of Danny. I understand.
Trevathan seems to run everything. You know, I mean, he seems to keep everybody in focus. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think one thing Denver's realizing is they missed Trevathan in there.
Yeah, well, Denver misses.
Denver has problems on the other side of the ball.
Denver misses a healthy Peyton Manning.
It's going to be, which they never even really had because he was so old.
Well, he got 40. Didn't he have like a 48 touchdown, 45 touchdowns that first season?
Then
after that, it was.
Yeah, the old fastball kind of went on him.
This is just a zone blocking for the Broncos. It was the entire offensive line was working down to the right. The run goes to the right, but you're reading those blocks. He's able to cut back, and the Bengals weren't able to secure the tackle, so the first down. There is a first down, first and goal from the 9.
Hey, when Brock Osweiler is telling you who the mic is and you're pointing the wrong way, please believe that Brock Osweiler is going to tell you, gee damn it, no. Yeah, run that one more time for the people if they didn't hear it.
This is just a zone blocking for the Broncos. It was the entire offensive line was working down to the right. The run goes to the right, but you're reading those blocks. He's able to cut back, and the Bengals weren't able to secure the tackle, so the first down. There is a first down, first and goal from the 9.
Stop pointing to the wrong person.
Right.
He's telling you 59 is the mic.
That's not the mic. You're pointing to the band.
You get scolded on national television if you're the center.
Right.
No!
Wrong pointing!
You idiot! He's right there!
Terry at Evanston, you are on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Jason. How are you guys?
What up, Terry?
Great.
So funny. So I had 2 points. So the only thing, I was excited about Trubisky's performance yesterday, the only thing that I'm a little concerned about, just a little bit, is that his completion percentage seems down. And when I'm looking at Stafford's rookie year, mm-hmm. and even Mariota's rookie year, where they really didn't have, like, Mariota, his rookie year was thrown to Harry Douglas, Kendall Wright,
Delanie Walker,
Anthony
though.
Pisano,
Delanie Walker and running backs. Uh-huh.
But I just worry because his completion percentage is down, and I understand it's a learning process. I'm wondering.
And he has no receivers.
Terry, if I took the completion percentage number away from you, I would just simply ask you this as a dude who sounds like he watches a lot of football. Do you think he's inaccurate? Yes and no.
No.
All right.
I don't.
That's all it is.
Yeah, and I would advise you not to get hung up at this point on individual statistics, to zoom out a little bit and just watch in its entirety. Watch the whole body of work. And when I try to do that and not try to have hyper focus on some of these individual game snapshots or outcomes, I know he has what you can't coach. The rest is going to be fine-tuning, calibrating, and making sure that
he's a pro. Making sure that professional things happen consistently. You can't throw on a bubble screen to Tariq Cohen. You can't throw it above his head. You got to give him the ball so he can move around.
Or if you look and see that a completion on a swing pass is a likely 6-yard loss, throw it away.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
they lost 8 on that play.
Yeah, that's one you throw it at his feet.
2nd and 18.
Come on. This segment brought to you by Walgreens. With expert pharmacy care from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens, the corner of happy and healthy. We had Chris Spielman give us a nice little cookie that we will have in a little bit. We got to get to Chance the Rapper doing hockey, because it was very clever. And Zach Zaidman will be up next with the latest from Hallis Hall, all sorts of injury information and news and notes on the Bears here on Bears Monday on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
I would assume he's finally leaving on a jet plane.
He's got to be done.
Ryan Pace has absolutely butchered the place kicker position, and I was irrationally angry about Connor Barth's existence on this team a few weeks back. There he is again, showing you his Connor Barthiness.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Cremo Shaving Cream Superior Beard Products. Beard boldly. Why don't we recap the last few days for Jerry Jones? He threatened to sue his fellow owners. He saw his star running back get suspended. He watched his quarterback get sacked about a billion times in a blowout loss to Atlanta. And he reportedly threatened to come after Roger Goodell, quote, with everything I have. Then he had to apologize for a racially insensitive remark. And then he watched his team get humiliated by a divisional rival on TV in the worst loss in the house that he built. That's a week. And I'd say that it was an absolute disaster for him, but maybe it wasn't, because the story was not about the Cowboys, it was about Jerry. And if it's about Jerry, that's just fine with Jerry. Because while it may be true that nobody wants to win more than Jerry, it's also true that nobody has won less but generated more pub. I'm Jim Rome.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan, and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one, because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end of game kick.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word would choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I would assume he's finally leaving on a jet plane.
Oh, he's gotta be done.
Ryan Pace has absolutely butchered the place kicker position, and I was irrationally angry about Connor Barth's existence on this team a few weeks back. There he is again, showing you his Connor Barthiness.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Listen, our business could use a new laptop. And Office Depot Office Max has huge Black Friday doorbusters. Save $400 on an HP laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor. Only $449.99. It starts at OfficeDepot.com on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. and in-store Friday at 7:45 a.m. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Limit one.
CBS Thursday.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend. SWAT. Thursday. Only CBS.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word but choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Zach Zaidman is on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman. He is also on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. He's at Hallis Hall. He has Bears information, as we've got an injured player who might be less injured than we thought, and we've got a new kicker. What's up, Zach?
Well, let's start with the injury first, talking about Leonard Floyd's right knee. Here's the latest from head coach John Fox.
You know, I think he's going to miss some time. You know, the exact extent of all the medical terms, you know, I think it's just fair to say he's going to miss some time. They're still evaluating it.
Did the ACL rule out for you guys, John?
You know, again, that technicality part of it, it wasn't as bad, but I can't tell you all the details at this stage. I'll just be making it up.
As bad as?
I think that's one of the concerns was that, you know, I'll just leave it at that at this point.
So I just want to be clear. You're just not willing to say if he tore his ACL?
To our knowledge, at this point right now, he did not.
Okay.
But that's as of right now.
So that could change depending on future tests.
Okay.
They don't have to give an injury report officially until Wednesday for this week.
But the field test and the test that they did after the game says that his ACL is not torn.
Is intact, yes. Correct.
Which is weird because it looked like the field tests... The way they were acting when they call for the card and they say, all right, you know, this is, it looked like the opposite. Because usually when they react that way, it means that there's a laxity that they're able to notice at the time.
Perhaps.
Okay.
But again, according to the head coach, you just heard him a few moments ago. He was live here at Hallis Hall saying that at this stage of the game, it is not a torn ACL, which is encouraging, but clearly still going to miss some time. So it's a significant knee injury of some kind that Leonard Floyd is dealing with. As for the game, there was a lot of conversation in that two-minute drill as to why both Adam Shaheen and Tariq Cohen, two very talented rookies, were not on the field. This was Fox's response to that.
Yeah, that seems to be a common question. You know, I think in no huddle or two-minute, all right, you don't huddle. All right? So there's a lot of every one of those guys that's out there is a veteran guy. That's been in football for some time. The fact that you don't huddle and they have to know what's going on, regardless of what position they play, I think most of the guys out there are veteran guys, and there's a lot to know when you don't huddle. There's a lot of football to understand, and you know, that's not the first time it's been that way. It's been that way all the way back to Atlanta, which was our opener, you know, even with a different quarterback. So, I don't really know much else how to answer that other than it takes a lot of understanding to execute that.
And what the coach is saying basically is that those
guys
don't
have it. In no huddle, you don't huddle. I love that.
Yeah, that is
not up to speed.
Yeah, but that is factually accurate, Dan.
I'm not disputing the fact that in no huddle, you don't huddle.
Yes.
It's just the fact that it apparently needs to be said is I find interesting.
He's got a way with words. The other thing that I really don't have a problem with what they did at the tail end of that game from an offensive standpoint, because the quarterback made the plays that you need to make to put the team in a position to tie the game.
What about the third quarter when they forgot that Jordan Howard had been running the ball?
Yeah, that was stunning. And those are the lulls. I guess he called them a siesta, a nap, if you will, that they went through. Fairly stunning. It's stunning because when you go for over two, first off, to lose a game in which you rush for more than 200 yards is strange. And then for them not to have a single rushing yard in that third quarter is kind of stunning. And but yet they still put themselves in a position, you know, because it is a flawed team. And this brings me to another thing that Fox said today, because he was asked overall about the 3-7 record, the fact that they've been involved with the exception of the game against Tampa Bay and the game against Green Bay at Lambeau. most of these games have been tight, and they have not found ways to win, and this is how he responded to that.
You know, I think if you go back and look at our three wins, you know, even in those games, we overcame things. You know, going to Pittsburgh, you know, Tariq's called out of bounds. Well, you know, we get another big run after that. You know, I haven't been a part of a whole lot of games where you have, in overtime, you have three runs for 80 yards to win, have a walk-off touchdown. You know, so in that game, going back to Baltimore, you know, we made some unique things happen in special teams, you know, but at the end of the day, our guys, you know, converted a real big third and 10-plus third down conversion to get us in field goal range. You know, it was a big long run, you know, by Jordan backed up. You know, those are two games that went to overtime. You know, so just, you know, what you have to do to win close games in this league. And, you know, I think my hat's off to our guys and that, you know, other than two occasions, they've competed and been in the game at the end to give us a chance. Unfortunately, you know, our record's not as good as it needs to be in those close games.
And that's the identity that the Bears have established. They will fight you. They'll be in the game.
That's a John Fox team. Right. They lose close games.
Correct.
I think it was Rich Campbell who was going to join us at 5 o'clock today. He had some information where he tweeted just how bad the John Fox Bears record is in games decided by 8 or fewer points. This is how they lose.
Correct.
It's who they are.
I think part of the reason is that late in games, you can draw up some great plays, but generally, the good teams have players who make big plays late in the game, playmakers. The Bears don't have enough of those. Should they be better than 3-7? Probably. I think you can make the case that there are certain games where they do silly things. For example, Kai Long played such a big role yesterday. I don't think it's a surprise. He comes back into the lineup. They slide Cody Whitehair to center. They're big on the interior of the offensive line, and they are able to run the ball successfully with everybody in the building knowing that they're going to run the ball. But he still has that personal foul on the next play, a problem that we've seen dating back to training camp where Trubisky can't handle a simple snap from the center, and that leads to a touchdown. And this team isn't good enough to overcome gifts like that for the other team.
All right, we're going to do a quick update, and then we'll get on to some other news and notes.
Scoreboard update.
2:29 in the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join homegrown basketball head coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears coming off another loss that could easily have been a win, losing to Detroit 27-24 yesterday. As you heard Zach say, though, there is some good news. The Bears believe linebacker Leonard Floyd did not tear his ACL after an ugly hit on Sunday. He's still expected to miss a bunch of time. Team also signed kicker Cairo Santos and waived kicker Connor Barth this morning. The Bulls take on the Lakers tomorrow in L.A. Blackhawks play in Tampa on Wednesday. Both the Cubs and Sox have announced their spring training schedules. Cubs open camp on February 23rd against the Brewers. White Sox open the same day against the Dodgers. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Staples. Go to Staples this Black Friday for great deals on tablets, printers, monitors, and other great holiday gifts, like an HP Stream laptop for just $199, including 1 year of Office 365 personal free while supplies last, ends 11/25/17 at Staples Black Friday. And your Burlington store is packed with everything to get your home holiday ready for less. Throws, pillows, barware, serving platters, holiday decor, all at amazing savings. Burlington, style for everyone. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Talking to Zach Zaidman about what is going on at Hallis Hall. So, Zach Zaidman, what is going on at Hallis Hall?
The Bears believe they've signed a professional National Football League kicker, a guy that gives them an upgrade over Connor Barth. It just wasn't going well, according to John Fox, in regards to Barth. We don't have to go over the details. You've watched the games. You see what you need. It's tough to kick at Soldier Field. It's even tougher when there's pressure on you to win games. And if you can't handle that, they're going to make a change. So they made a change because they believe this guy is significantly better. And I think he really is significantly better if he's healthy. Because if you're good enough to play for Dave Tobe and Dave Tobe trusts you, then I'm okay with it. And the only reason that he was let go from Kansas City, Cairo Santos, and that's Santos, not Santo, let's get it right before we even start, that extra S that people use for Soldier's Field, you can put it at the end of Cairo Santos' name. Anyway.
So we take it off of Soldier's Field.
Yeah, take it off of Soldier's Field or Jules or any of the other things that we add an S to and put it at the end. Put it at the end of Cairo Santos' name, not Santo.
So Cairo Santosis.
No, Cairo.
He said Cairo Santosis just
now. No, he said Santos's name.
Okay. Oh, pardon me, Santos, if that is your real name.
Sorry, Zach.
Right, so that's basically what I'm trying to say. Anyway, the point is, he's a guy that was very effective during his time in Kansas City, suffered a groin injury, so that's why he was let go. The fact that he signed with the Bears means he passed the physical, so they think he's healthy enough to go. And that's a good thing, because if you're going to be involved in these tight games, you like to have some confidence when you throw the kicker out there. So that's why Cairo Santos is with the Bears, the first Brazilian-born player to play in an NFL regular season game.
Nice! Yeah. Look at you with the nuggets and tidbits nuggets and tidbits.
You know, it's interesting because he didn't know much about American football, but was a foreign exchange student during high school.
The Bears are a great place for him, though.
Exactly. So welcome to the Bears. You don't have to know much.
So he was a foreign exchange student in Florida during high school and fell in love with the sport.
Nice.
So, and obviously has done a very nice job with it. So it's good news for the Bears to have a guy like that on the team. Now, John Fox says he knows him from his 4 years in Denver. A quick check shows that Ryan Suckup was the kicker in Kansas City for three of the 4 years that John Fox was in Denver. So, I mean, technically he does know him, but maybe not as well as he thought. Hopefully, Cairo Santos was the guy that they wanted and not Ryan Suckup, because that could lead to some major confusion.
Well, the 262 wants to know from you, Zach, where should we place the N in Trubinsky?
Where does that come from?
I don't know. But
stupidity.
We need to find, so somewhere we need to find proper use of the N that is placed in Trubinsky's name.
Maybe we can make it a double N in Santos, like it's a double L in Wilson Contreras.
And where did the T arrive or the M arrive in Kyle Ortman?
Oh,
like, right.
That was from Rosner.
Well, there's also the N in Kaminsky Park.
See, look right? at yeah. that. This is a history, actually.
We got to start
stupid people.
Yes, it is.
I just think we should be better than that in 2017. When everyone's got a phone where you get the alerts, and you read everything on your phone, right? So generally, every single day, if you're a real Bears fan, every single day, you've likely read Mitch Trubisky's name, either on your phone, on your computer, you've seen it on TV. There's never been an N anywhere.
Yeah, I know. There was never a T in Kirk Heinrich's name either. But
they didn't earn it.
It was always Kurt. All right, do we nuggets and tidbits?
No, Leonard Floyd. Well, yes. Leonard Floyd is not hurt. And are there going to be more tests? Or what happens here?
You heard Fox say, I'm sure they're doing more tests as we speak, and the key is that
I want to know when we can rule out the ACL injury.
Since I don't think...
Because I've never heard anything like this where we don't know for a couple of days.
Yeah, so but it's obviously something significant, so I'm not the type of person that's going to say, take a deep breath, everything's okay, because clearly it's not if he's going to miss a lot of time. So... we'll wait and see. Wednesday, they don't have to really do anything until Wednesday when they're required to give an injury report. So we'll get a little bit more of an idea then.
Kyle Fuller had a nasty, bloody hand thing where they had to cut the glove off of his hand. Was that anything more than a laceration?
No, he was able to come back in. They quickly made sure that...
Disgusting.
Yeah, it was disgusting. But
was Akeem Hicks butchering animals at any point during the game? Because his pants had
lions,
so much blood on them. I mean... How did that happen?
If you count
how did
lions,
that happen?
I was not out on the field. I'm close.
But anybody asked him, like,
football
dude,
game. That's how it happened.
I know you see a little bit here, a little bit there. That looked like.
I think Mullion Hanley asked him about that this morning.
Yeah, it looked like
he said it was my blood.
Like
it was
Kalina
other people's
meat
blood.
Market, you know?
Oh, by the way, I think that you got a little bit of a shout out by Thom Brenneman during the broadcast, too, because Peter, is it Schrager? Peter Schrager was doing his sideline thing, and then they pan to the stadium, and he goes, well, thank you, Peter, and hopefully that redhead doesn't walk through your shot again. So I think you got a little bit of a shout-out, unless there was another redhead on the sidelines.
Andrew Seligman.
Who?
the AP writer, who's like, what do they call him? Two Zach?
Oh, the giant.
Yeah, double Zach.
Zach and a half. Yeah, like, yeah, mega Zach. Yeah, okay. No. He's not half as handsome as Zach is, though.
I didn't say he was. He's just a noticeable ginger.
All right, we don't need you anymore, Zach.
All right, back to Kyle Long here for a second in terms of the nuggets and tidbits. I do want to point out, because he's taken a lot of heat over the last couple of weeks, and the Bears running game suffered significantly after he went down in New Orleans. It was non-existent last week against the Packers. And I think people have to realize just exactly what this guy's been dealing with. Someone reported that it was a pinky. It's much more than a pinky. He had three fingers on his left hand that were all jacked up, and one was seriously injured. So he was playing with a club yesterday. And he also has
a bottle full of bub.
Remember in, look at you, Mr. Hip Hop, right? Anyway, he had the left shoulder that he injured against the Patriots in week two of the preseason last year. So he's been dealing with that, never got that surgically repaired because in the middle of last season, he had his ankle rolled up on and had to have reconstructive ankle surgery. So he couldn't have surgeries on both those different areas, right, because it would have cut into this season. Obviously, the ankle was giving him problems throughout the course of the preseason. But, you know, then he comes in and he's played through all of this. And clearly, when he's in there, even when he's not anywhere close to 100%, he does have an impact. And I bring that up because the guy playing next to him on the right side, I think, significantly benefits in Bobby Massey. He also got banged up yesterday. There was something wrong with either his wrist or his thumb. Officially, they listed it as a wrist, but he came back with a club and played with that in the second half. But I think that having Long in there prevents guys from being able to beat Massey inside. It just makes the offensive line better, and you're able to run the ball. And I think that rather than criticizing him for not being able to play, I think take into account that this guy is doing everything he possibly can to get out there on the field, even though for him personally, it's probably not the best thing. He probably should shut it down and maybe right now begin the rehab process after surgery to fix everything. But he's going to try and fight it out as best he can.
Zach, really quickly here, I know we're going to break. A professional place, a happy place, or an unhappy place? If you had to put Kyle Long in one of those categories when it comes to his relationship with the Bears right now, what would you do?
I think more personally, he's frustrated because of all the stuff that he's got to deal with. And it's tough when you lose. I think since Long joined the team, and it's not his fault, but it came at the end of the Lovie Smith era where the Bears were 18 games above 500 for the 9 years that Smith was the head coach. Since then, they're 23 games under. And Long's been a part of that. That's tough.
All right.
Thank you, Zach.
See you guys.
Zach's been brought to you by Sprint. Just in time for the holidays, get a great deal on a Samsung device. Hurry into a Sprint store. Call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or visit sprint.com/deals. Works for me. Restrictions apply.
Your phone calls, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We got a little taste of Bears Monday. We want the whole damn thing.
Yeah, I also want to get to this Chris Spielman audio because it was a particular coverage that I didn't know existed. It's a new coverage he gave us.
Okay. Looking forward to it. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. Bears Monday, right here on 670 The Score.
The Bears fall to the Lions. Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. We've got a full analysis of the loss, Mitchell Trubisky's performance, the Bears in the division. Plus, we'll take a look at the Bears' next matchup. Yeah. The Philadelphia Eagles on Sports Radio, 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
CBS Thursday, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they were breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, "Fight me."
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS.
This week, the history of sports. This week in 1973, Pete Rose won the National League MVP. The Astros signed Nolan Ryan to a four-year contract this week in 1979. This week in 1984, New York Met Dwight Gooden at 20, was the youngest player to be named Rookie of the Year. This week in 1995, the Dolphins quarterback Dan Marino set an NFL record with 343 touchdown passes. And this week in 1997, Mario Lemieux entered the NHL Hall of Fame.
CBS Wednesday, in the fight against terror.
We have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire the hole, boys!
When we face the worst...
It's Mad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go, go!
David Boreanaz stars...
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team, Wednesday, only CBS.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I would assume he's finally leaving on a jet plane.
Oh, he's gotta be done.
Ryan Pace has absolutely butchered the place kicker position, and I was irrationally angry about Connor Barth's existence on this team a few weeks back. There he is again, showing you his Connor Barthiness.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Daniel Fells, a big target, is checked in at tight end. And wide open for the touchdown reception, Amir Abdullah. And the Lions are starting to really heat up, and now they've taken a lead.
Well, when you're shorter in stature, it can benefit you as a running back because you can hide behind all these big guys. He's going to run free through the hole, and nobody's going to pick him up, so it's a blown man coverage. And it's easy pickings for Matthew Stafford.
That's a new kind of coverage.
I didn't hear that. I mean, you know, there are happier coverages than others.
Yep, hey, very satisfied, very happy. maybe that's the problem, is that they were not only distracted, but they were just maybe lacking motivation at that point.
What's that call like in the huddle?
Anniversaries!
That's
birthday!
I didn't know.
Sometimes sweetest thing! Right.
The old blown. Yes. Yep, it was apparently, according to Chris Reelman, a blown man coverage.
Your children.
You didn't hear that?
No! I watched that game a couple of times immediately.
Texted.
It's so crazy.
I thought that, you know, that's a very creative and comfortable coverage to be in.
Hey.
And congratulations to you.
Oh, no doubt. Kidding me? That coverage keeps you in sound and nurturing relationships yep. over the years.
Uh-huh.
So, Tanny, I got to ask you, the things that he texts you about and the things that...
It's very rare.
Okay.
Like, I don't always get the old text from Dan during Bears game day. That's a big one. You perk up a little bit when you see that one.
You see DB flash on your phone? So to speak. Especially with this subject matter. But, man.
Well, I sent him that and then comic book guy with the Santos reference. That was the other one that I personally asked for.
I'm being
for,
too but... sportsy with my group chat text. And I believe that I'm like, 10:36 left in the third quarter. This happened and this was said. And Dan's perking up as he's like draining pasta or whatever the hell he's doing while the game.
I was draining pasta last night, but not,
okay,
during,
not
the
during
game.
The game. What did you do during the game? I find myself in a very quiet, locked in zone these days with Bears football, even though
honestly, I was so overwhelmed by the weekend and being out as late as we were and drinking as much as we drank on Saturday night and all that partying and dancing. And then we had the brunch at Hub 51 yesterday.
Oh, did you?
So
nice.
It had to be for the out of towners before they take their flights home. Everybody who was staying at the Westin. We do the nice
Hub's always clutch
and
Hub 51 and Hub Arcus.
And I usually don't eat like that on a Sunday morning. So I came home and I undid the old top button of the pants and
crushed.
Sat back. Oh yeah,
you got busy. What'd you get into?
Just a lot of smoked salmon, and they were doing omelets to order, and it was a little bit of one of these everything omelets. I was gonna just throw it all in there, and it's a lot of food for me for a morning. And then it was a pretty restful Bears game. I was kind of letting it all wash over me because I didn't really get to sleep much until today.
Really? You guys put together quite the shindig. That was fun because this clown has been talking about this for a couple of months now, and like he came in after the tasting, guys and girls out there. He came in after the tasting and did the oh my god, I'm stuffed, and I'm like, all right, Dan, what'd you do?
2 hours.
But it's one of those things where it's like, hey, ask me about my vacation. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm stuffed. I'm like, what'd you do, Dan? Oh my god, you guys are gonna love the food, Nicole. By the way, when you see a pack of 12, 13, and 14-year-old children attack a server, I have never felt worse. It's like chum out there. As soon as they brought out the fries and the little cup with the ketchup at the bottom.
Not to mention the tuna tartare and the wonton cone.
Every time I sat there and I made eye contact with the little lady, I'm like, don't come out that door. Don't come out that. They're going to kill you. It was like when we were at Bourbonnais.
They're all athletes, too. That's the other thing.
When we were at Bourbonnais and all the Jewish kids rushed the stage and tried to take the helmets.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And tried to, hey, can we take this? Can we take that? I'm like, dude, get off the stage. And then, was it Shep? Shep, did you like... I felt like, it might have been Zawoski that almost had to like threaten the kids to get off the... No, it might have been Gertz. Like, we had a guy...
Yeah, that's
like,
who we sent. Yeah, that's the...
Gertz is the muscle.
I think it might have been Gertz. It was like, hey, kids, back off the stage.
Jewish kids causing problems, call Brian Gertz.
It was 35 Bernsteins.
Like the Orkin man.
It was 35 young Dan Bernsteins running up to the stage and saying, can we take this? Can we have this mic? Can we have this mic, Muff? I'm like, dude, get out of here. You're like swatting them away like flies. I saw those servers, and I'm like, you'd see them cut the corner coming out of the kitchen. I'm like, ooh-wee, you guys are about to get bum-rushed. But it was cool. It was awesome to see little people dressed up. I cannot get over when I see little kids in suits because I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And then you had the little brother that was running the air hockey table. Me and Terry talked about this. The little
Josh?
The little brother that's on your son's team.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He was kicking ass and taking names out there. I had to step up to the plate, for everybody else because he is
an unbelievable athlete.
Well,
He retired from hockey. He was one of our top scorers on the hockey team forever.
I knew that was the only way he was making it.
And now he's a running back now. And he was one of our fastest skaters. Oh, of course.
There is a black hockey fan.
we are going to get to black hockey too,
dude. I didn't know about this until yesterday around like 2 or 3 o'clock.
It's great.
I didn't know. I knew Chance was on SNL.
I didn't know he was such a good actor.
Well, he's an art school student, too. I mean, he studied in the arts. Like, if you go back to, like, some of his previous stuff, like, Chance is a well-developed young man. He's not just, somebody's run-of-the-mill rapper.
This segment brought to you, or Meek Mill, This segment brought to you by Dell. Dell's Small Business Black Friday sale is on now. The lowest prices of the year and free shipping on everything. Shop Doorbusters on business PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 1-877-BUY-DELL. Yeah, if you miss this, it's just 2 minutes, but I have a feeling it's gonna have a long life chopped up in various ways on this show on Bernstein and Goff. So keep it here. You got the score.
This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, it's recap and reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford. Built for Tough.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017 with their 2017 Chevy closeout sale? Get 0% financing for 72 months plus special incentives on all our popular models. It's the gift of employee pricing on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. The 2017 closeout sale with employee pricing only at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. The bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualify customers. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Professional truck drivers. Schneider has expanded driving opportunities in the Chicago area, and they'll be holding driver hiring events soon. Come visit with a Schneider recruiter at one of their hiring events between November 18th and 27th at the Schneider facility, 3600 South Costner in Chicago. Get full hiring event and driving job info, including limited time sign-on bonuses at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com. schneiderjobs.com.
Start your Black Friday early. Make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 or GS8 Plus 50% off. That's right, 50% off a lease for the GS8 or GS8 Plus, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. Savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello. See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor? New Survivor, Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers, CBS Wednesday.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I would assume he's finally leaving on a jet plane.
Oh, he's got to be done.
Ryan Pace has absolutely butchered the place kicker position, and I was irrationally angry about Connor Barth's existence on this team a few weeks back. There he is again, showing you his Connor Barthiness.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Listen, our business could use a new laptop. And Office Depot Office Max has huge Black Friday doorbusters. Save $400 on an HP laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor. Only $449.99. It starts at OfficeDepot.com on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. and in-store Friday at 7:45 a.m. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Limit one.
It's choosing more than just a rate. Just calling the company with a...
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
There is a black hockey fan. He doesn't look cold at all.
Now, as you guys know, a couple of years ago, I started the hashtag Brothers for Hockey. And, of course, Blackhawks win. And then the news catches a brother on the street at around 1 in the morning and said, they got black people liking hockey. So
I remember you told the story of having seats on the glass one time, mm-hmm. and Dustin Byfuglien, mm-hmm. like during a break in the action, he did a double take and he came over and gave you the glove tap.
Yeah, yeah, yep. the jail love. Yeah. we're talking through him through the screen.
We're in this together,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
look it out.
Hashtag, Dustin Byfuglien.
Yeah, him too. Hashtag Brothers for Hockey is a real thing, and I guess Saturday Night Live and Chance the Rapper took it to another level this Saturday.
It's the end of the second period down on the ice, and the Rangers lead the Oilers 3-2.
Our regular ringside reporter Paul Hanley is out today on diaper duty.
Luckily, Laszlo Holmes, who usually covers the Knicks for us here at MSG, is filling in for Paul while he's out. He's down there ringside now. How you doing down there, Laz?
In a word, cold. It's very cold all around here. No, I'm just playing. I'm having fun here at the hockey game. Lots of fun hockey going on. Lots of white dudes on skates running into each other at full speed. I don't get it. Now I'm just messing around. But very different from working at the Knicks games. Much colder.
Laz, what's your impression of the game so far?
Well, Dale, the story of the game is one of the main guys on the Rangers don't know how to say his name. It has like 30 letters in it. None of them are vowels. He's playing great, which is crazy because he got in a full fist fight in the first minute of the game. But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey. Laszlo Holmes, very cold, ringside, Rangers versus Oilers.
Now, Laz, I want to talk about this Ranger offense.
You should do that.
Hey, Laz, I see one of the players there. I wonder if you could get a few questions in.
Great. Let's talk to him. I'm here with my main man, and I got to know, in the next period, how you going to do that hockey?
We just got to keep the pressure up and stay out of the box.
That's what's up.
And we got to watch the icing calls. Coach said we were icing so much.